podcast stuff.
We just saw Fit for King.
You are?
Oh, I'm Twisted Cat.
And I'm Patch. And it's just the two of us tonight.
Small van. So we just saw Fit for King.
And those awful people, Hollywood Undead.
Yeah, we don't ever need to see them again. Hailstorm.
Hailstorm.
And I Prevail. All right, so...
And we drove to Vegas to do it.
Yes, that's, I should say. We saw the Planet Hollywood in Vegas. There's a long story about why this happened, but okay.
I don't know the long story.
Oh, you don't? So, my friend Ray recently discovered Hailstorm. And it's my fault, of course.
Sure.
And... became a huge fan, and she's like, they're playing in Vegas, I really want to go, blah 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 blah, I'll pay for a hotel room, blah 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 blah. And this is Ray, who I ran into at the Jane's Addiction show the other night.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, so I got tickets, and then I hadn't heard from her a while. I reached back out to her, and she was like, oh, my daughter's having a party that night, I can't go. And I was like, shit. And I had already talked to our friends who live here about staying with them and stuff. And so I was like, fuck. And so I reach out to Patch, as one does. And I'm like, hey, so I have this extra ticket to go to Vegas to see Hailstorm. And he was like, sure, why not? And then our friends that we were going to stay with...
Got sick. So we're not staying there.
We're in fact driving home tonight.
Rocket round trip!
Rocket run! So, okay.
So, Fit for a King.
I was pleasantly impressed.
Yeah. So, the first half of their set was sort of singy, and the second half of their set was more... growly, squashed toad, harder.
Although they had that one song with the really good harmonies.
Yeah.
And that was during the squashed toad.
Yeah. And they had tried to do a bunch of harmonies earlier, but...
Oh, had they? I didn't notice.
Oh, yeah. And the dude's singing voice just wasn't up to it.
Okay.
Which is why I panned his singing voice.
Right, okay.
Sure. But their squashed toad and their harder stuff is fantastic. They're not quite on par with Black Dahlia Murder, but they're up there. It's good.
I actually like them better than Black Dahlia Murder, but, you know.
We saw Dahlia in a venue with terrible sound.
That's true. There was terrible sound there. But so, yeah, anyway, they were great. And I, as much as I have been doing my best to never see Hollywood Undead live, we somehow ended up at a show where Hollywood Undead was playing.
Yeah, we sat through, like...
a few songs.
Two songs? Three songs?
When they got into their really offensive stuff, I was like, hey, merch table?
Oh, their first song was really offensive.
Oh, the one where I was like, merch table was...
Yeah. Dude likes to get his willy out, whatever the song that is.
Yeah.
And Bitches and Hoes and Jesus fucking Christ. They are toxic masculinity on stage.
Yeah.
Misogyny and just everything that's fucking wrong with being a dude.
Yeah.
Oh, it made my skin crawl. They were gross. But I can recognize that they are talented and their music, sending a shitty message, the music is technically good.
They're very good at what they do. They just
don't like what they do.
They are not for me.
Yeah.
And like, musically, if it was different lyrics...
Yeah.
I wouldn't hate them.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't like them, but I wouldn't hate them.
I would enjoy them, at least.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go seek them out.
You like a rap rock more than I do.
Yes, I do like a rap rock. Which is funny, because we just saw I Prevail, but okay.
I don't consider them rap rock at all.
Anyway, Hailstorm... oh my God.
This is the first time in a while that we haven't seen them headline.
Yes, that's true.
And Lizzie came out. Somebody must have carried her because she was already sprinting 60 miles an hour when she hit the stage. there was no acceleration. They were straight in, and it was
the whole set. Like, her voice was fucking magnificent. Her guitar playing was
outstanding.
Like, mind-boggling, even for her.
Yeah.
And
her voice was really, really on tonight.
Yeah, and they were, their set was so tight.
Yeah.
So tight. And they did, I don't think I've ever seen them do the drumming along with RJ thing during RJ's solo.
They brought out four sort of stand...
I never know what they're called.
Drums. I don't think they're tom-toms. I think they're bigger than that.
They're not toms. But they brought him out, and they were all playing along with him. I got some of that on video, so I'll be posting that.
Yeah, and it was very sort of drumline, or the dude at Hollywood and Highland playing the bucket. It was very that.
They were having a lot of fun.
They were having a lot of fun. And it was good.
Yeah.
They were tight.
Yeah.
And to be all four of them that tight, they practiced the fuck out of that.
Yeah.
The fuck out of that.
I don't think RJ would have let them if they weren't that good.
Yeah, that's very true.
So, everything about the set was magnificent, except during the Familiar Taste of Poison.
Oh.
Over, across the aisle from
us. So, before you tell this story, from the second a band hit the stage, I turned to Twisted Cat and I said, "Man, I must be getting old. The bass is too loud."
It was pretty heavy.
It was very high.
And it kept getting more.
I don't think it kept getting more. It stayed the same. The bands got heavier.
Oh, okay. I'll allow for that. Yeah. So everything's very rattly in there. Like, it activated my "I'm on a boat" when we left. So across the aisle, three rows essentially had a vent for an air conditioning fall on them.
Yeah, you know, the big round sort of speaker-looking vent louver things? One of the big round things.
Fell.
It fell.
And took like three rows.
And there were, you know, there was calls for medic, and there was...
There was a guy who had a bleeding head wound.
Yeah, and there was, you know, people with radios and flashlights all up and down the aisles all night because of it. I hope everyone's okay. I'm pretty sure they are.
Doesn't mean that they're not gonna get sued like crazy, but
yeah.
I was so focused because her version of A Familiar Taste of Poison that she did tonight was
so good.
I was like clutching my chest part of the time. It was so fucking good. And I kept like going, "What the fuck is going on over there?" And I didn't come back to the song. So afterwards I asked Patch, "What the hell?" And he's like, "Oh no, the thing fell on people." I was like, "Oh shit. Okay."
Yeah. Twisted Cat made the offhand joke of, "Did somebody die over there?" And I'm like, "Well, not exactly." But shit fell out of the sky.
I'm really good at sticking my foot in things sometimes. there were no stretchers, so
Everybody walked under their own power. Yeah, it was all good.
So that's good. There were medics and all kinds of shit. Great set. And then I Prevail.
Man, I forgot how fucking fun they are.
It's been a while since we saw them.
Yeah.
And,
They've gotten
so much better.
Yeah. I thought that this is our third time seeing them. Twisted Cat tells me it's only our second time seeing them.
It might be our third, but I can't think of when the second one
was. It was probably at some festival or something.
Oh, those don't count in my head most of the time. But we saw them at the Novo like a bazillion years ago.
Yeah, back when I first started going to concerts with Twisted Cat.
Yeah, they were playing at the Novo, and I think We Came as Romans was opening for them, and before their guy died. Somebody in We Came from Romans, I think, died after that.
And then I Prevail, and then there was another band, and I always get them mixed up.
Who was that?
Was it Asking Alexandria?
No, it was not Asking Alexandria.
Anyway, it's not particularly relevant to the
story. But we saw them a while back, and the clean vocals guy was sick. And so the growly vocals guy...
We learned today that he had surgery on his neck.
Right.
A couple of years ago, so it might have been...
Yeah, that could have been it.
Although the timeline doesn't work out. Unless his couple is a few.
Yeah, who knows?
Anyway.
2020 confused the fuck out of everybody, so...
Right. It's a magazine.
News show, actually, but... 2020?
Time.
Oh.
What is time, anyway? It's a magazine.
Anyway, they only had one vocalist carrying both parts when we saw them. And I think also they've developed a lot as artists since we saw them, and their stage show was way more impressive. Really, really amazing. I took like several videos.
To back up just half a second, Hailstorm's lighting was amazing too.
Oh yeah.
Breaking Benjamin, step up your game.
For any number of reasons.
Yeah.
This is my fourth time traveling to see Hailstorm on a road trip, and I think I've only done that for Breaking Benjamin 3 times, so Ben, step up your game. Okay, so apparently the song that made me notice them originally was their cover of Blank Spaces, and apparently they don't play it much.
Yeah, it's apparently the song that made everybody notice them.
Okay. But so they did play it when we saw them at the Novo, but only like half of it. And then he was like, I hate this song. They did the whole thing tonight and it was really good.
But he still complained about hating the song.
Sure. But you know, apparently they don't do it a lot and I'm happy I got to see it because I do like it. So there you go.
It's really good.
But yeah, I'm happy we made this trip. Of course, I'm not the one driving, so
I am also happy we made this trip.
Okay.
There's a monster and a burrito in my near future.
Sure.
But other than that,
we may never get out of this parking garage.
Yeah,
no. I don't think it's moved.
No, it hasn't moved since we started recording.
That's fabulous. Okay. Well, anyway, I've been Twisted Cat.
And I've been Patch.
Get in the van.
Get in the van.
We're driving to LA.
We're sitting.